Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, friends. It's Johanna here, your reader today. And today I am reading for the seventh day of Passover, which is what we call in Israel a Yom Tov. It's like a Sabbath, so we're posting this a bit early. If you want to put away your phone for that occasion, then you can have your listening done already ahead of time. And it's going to be Monday, April 29th, the 21st of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. And we will begin, and this, according to tradition, the seventh day of Passover is when the people of Israel passed through the Sea of Reeds, or the Red Sea. Exodus 14 and 15 tells us that story. The sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So we're going to start our readings today in Exodus 13 and verse 17 and continue through chapter 15 and verse 26. But first, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. After Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, although that was nearby. For God said, "The people might change their minds if they see war and return to Egypt." So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Sea of Reeds, and Bnei Israel went up out of the land of Egypt armed. Moshe also took the bones of Yosef with him, for he had made Bnei Israel swear an oath, saying, "God will surely remember you, and then you are to carry my bones away with you." So they journeyed from Sukkot and encamped in Etam, on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so they could travel both day and night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night never departed from the people. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to Bnei Israel, so that they turn back and encamp before Pi HaChirut, between Migdol and the sea. You are to camp by the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will say concerning Bnei Israel, 'They are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in.' I will harden Pharaoh's heart, so he will follow after them. Then I will be glorified over Pharaoh, along with all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So they did so. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart toward the people, and they said, "What is this we have done, that we let Israel go from serving us?" So he prepared his chariots and took his people with him. He took 600 of the finest chariots, along with all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so he pursued Bnei Israel, for Bnei Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, as well as all his charioteers and his army, and overtook them as they were encamped by the sea, beside Pi-Hahiroth, opposite Baal-Zephon. When Pharaoh drew near, Bnei Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. So they were terrified, and Bnei Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moshe, "Have you taken us away to die in the wilderness because there were no graves in Egypt? Why have you dealt this way with us to bring us out of Egypt? Did we not say to you in Egypt, 'Let us alone so that we may serve the Egyptians'? It was better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moshe said to the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will perform for you today. You have seen the Egyptians today, but you will never see them again, ever. The Lord will fight for you while you hold your peace." Then the Lord said to Moshe, "Why are you crying to me? Tell Bnei Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. Then Bnei Israel will go into the midst of the sea on dry ground. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will go in after them, so that I will be glorified over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I have been glorified over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. Also, the pillar of cloud moved from in front and stood behind them, and so came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was the cloud and the darkness over here, yet it gave light by night over there. Neither one came near the other all night long. Then Moshe stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove back the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night and turned the sea into dry land. So the waters were divided. Then Bnei Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, while the waters were like walls to them on their right and on their left. But the Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came about during the morning watch that the Lord looked at the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud and caused the army of the Egyptians to panic. He took off their chariot wheels and caused them to drive heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Get away from the presence of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moshe, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters come back upon the Egyptians, over their chariots and their horsemen." So Moshe stretched his hand out over the waters, and the sea returned to its strength at the break of dawn. The Egyptians were fleeing from it, but the Lord overthrew them in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and the entire army of Pharaoh that went after them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But Bnei Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were like walls to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. When Israel saw the great work that the Lord did over the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moshe. Then Moshe and Bnei Israel sang this song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will glorify him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea, and his chosen captains have sunk into the sea of reeds. The deeps covered them, they sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, Lord, dashes the enemy to pieces. In the greatness of your excellency, you overthrow those who resist you. You send forth your wrath. It consumes them as stubble. With the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The floods stood upright as a heap. The deeps became firm ground in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall gorge on them. I will draw my sword, my hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You, in your loving kindness, led the people you have redeemed. You guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. When the peoples hear, they will tremble. Anguish will seize the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom are terrified. Trembling grips Moab's mighty men. All of Canaan's inhabitants will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will become still as a stone. Till your people cross over, Lord, till the people whom you purchased cross over. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, that you have made for yourself to dwell in, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands have prepared. The Lord will reign forever and ever. For Pharaoh's horses with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, but the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. Yet Bnei Israel walked in the midst of the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dancing, as Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea." Then Moshe led Israel onward from the Sea of Reeds. They went out into the wilderness of Shur. But they traveled 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink from the waters because they were bitter. On account of this, it was called Marah. So the people complained to Moshe, saying, "What are we going to drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he threw it into the waters, they were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. He said, "If you diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, do what is right in his eyes, pay attention to his mitzvot, and keep all his decrees, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." That was Exodus 13:17 through 15:26. And now we're going to read the passage that we read throughout all of Passover about the offerings that were offered up continuously throughout the Feast of Passover, and it is from Numbers 28:19 through 25. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the 7 lambs. plus one goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day for 7 days the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers 28, 19 through 25. And now we will read our Haftarah portion for this festival Sabbath, and it is 2 Samuel 22. David spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in him I take refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence." I called upon the Lord, worthy of praise, and I was rescued from my enemies. For waves of death encompassed me, torrents of Belial overwhelmed me, cords of death entangled me, snares of death came before me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Yes, I called to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came into his ears. Then the earth rocked and quaked. The foundation of heaven trembled. They reeled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils and consuming fire from his mouth. Coals blazed from him. He parted the heavens and came down with thick darkness under his feet. He rode upon a keruv and flew. He was seen on the wings of the wind. He made darkness as a sukkah around him, a mass of waters, thick clouds of the skies. Out of the brilliance before him, coals of fire flamed out. The Lord also thundered from heaven, and Elyon gave forth his voice. He shot arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts and routed them. Then the ravines of the sea appeared, and foundations of the world were exposed by the rebuke of the Lord, at a blast of the breath of his nostrils. He reached down from on high, and he took hold of me. He drew me out of mighty waters. He delivered me from my powerful enemy, from those who hated me, for they were much stronger than me. They came against me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out to a wide open place. He rescued me since he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me for my righteousness. For the cleanness of my hands he repaid me. For I kept the ways of the Lord and did not turn wickedly from my God. For all his judgments are before me. As for his rulings, I do not turn away from them. I also had integrity with him and kept myself from my sin. So the Lord rewarded me for my righteousness according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the loyal, you deal loyally. With the blameless, you are blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. But with the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save lowly people, but your eyes are on the haughty. You will humble them. For you are my lamp, Lord. The Lord shines in my darkness. For with you, I rush on a troop. With my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is a rock besides our God? God is my strong fortress, and he keeps my way blameless. He makes my legs like a deer and sets me on my heights. Who trains my hands for battle, so my arms can bend a bronze bow. You gave me your shield of salvation, and your answering has made me great. You broaden my steps beneath me, so my feet have not slipped. I pursue my enemy and destroy them. I will not return till they are consumed. I consume them and crush them till they cannot rise. Yes, they fall beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made those rising up against me bow down before me. You also made my enemies turn their backs to me. I cut off those who hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as the dust of the earth. I stamped and crushed them like mud of the streets. You free me from strifes of my people. You kept me as the head of the nations. People I did not know are serving me. Children of foreigners cringe before me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Children of foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their hideouts. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Exalted be God, the rock of my salvation. God, he gives me vengeance and brings down peoples under me. He brings me out from my enemies. Indeed, you lift me up above those who rise up against me. You deliver me from the violent man. Therefore I praise you among the nations, Lord. I will sing praises to your name. He is a tower of salvation to his king. He shows loyal love to his anointed, to David and to his seed forever. And now we're going to finish up by reading a passage from the apostles, and we will read Romans 6, 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may abound? May it never be. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who were immersed into Messiah Yeshua were immersed into his death? Therefore, we were buried together with him through immersion unto death, in order that just as Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become joined together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also will be joined together in his resurrection, knowing our old man was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be done away with, so we no longer serve sin. For he who has died is set free from sin. Now if we have died with Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Messiah, having been raised from the dead, no longer dies. Death no longer is master over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So also continually count yourselves both dead to sin and alive to God in Messiah Yeshua. That was Romans 6, 1 through 11, and it concludes the readings for this last day of Passover. And so I'll sign off here by just wishing you a happy and blessed rest of your Passover, and shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.